Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we have the mayor of Sparks, Ed Lawson, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada Newsmaker Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Ed Lawson. He is the mayor of Sparks. It is a pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thank you for having me.
We're taping this on the morning of August 16th, so people know the time frame that we're taping it in. I was saying to you just before we went on air that this has to be a pretty remarkable time to be a mayor in Northern Nevada, because things are just booming, and you talk to the majority of people, and they say, even conservative people, that this boom could last 20 to 30 years because of the way we're seeing things grow. You hear that opinion a lot, but apparently there is somebody that you talk to that feels maybe not so much.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem we have, Sam, is that we don't have anywhere to grow, quite frankly. We have an inventory of probably 5 years of land. Once that is sold out, We become San Francisco, and all this land that you see surrounding us is, might as well be ocean. So without the ability to grow, and especially grow towards Story County where the employment center is, there'll be 50,000 jobs in Story County here in the next few years. We have to deal with that, and we haven't at all dealt with it. As a matter of fact, we've completely ignored Story County and the growth that's going on out there.
All right, well, you've just opened up a giant can of worms there. First of all, you say 50,000 new jobs, so that means likely 100,000 new people. And so we'd already been talking about the need for 50,000 homes over the next 10 years. We're woefully short on that at this point in time. Where would you see expansion? Is it the federal lands that you need to have brought into the city? And are there lands bills currently that are looking at that?
Yes, we are currently working on a lands bill that would, it's all over Washoe County, but the main portion of it that really helps the city of Sparks is about 40,000 acres that we've identified directly to the east, which if you look on a map, 395 kind of comes down like this and I-80 goes like that. there's an infill part that's perfect for us to infill into and cater to those jobs out there. Cater to those widget makers that are going to work for Tesla and Panasonic and maybe blockchain, you know, some of the businesses out there where they can live with us in Washoe County, pay taxes in Washoe County, and supply to Story County.
What is Congressman Amade's thoughts on this?
He's 100% behind it. We've been asked to use Senator Rosen to carry the bill for us in the Senate, but Catherine Cortez Masto's office is very involved also.
You know, it's been very interesting to see, and especially with Catherine Cortez Masto and Senator Rosen now joining her on a lot of these visits, that they are spending a lot of time in both northern Nevada for Reno Sparks, but also in rural Nevada. And as Democrats, that's not necessarily friendly territory for them. But everybody I talk to, no matter how conservative, is saying that they're impressed with the work that those two women are doing.
And I am too. I think that both of them, you know, have Nevada's best interest at heart. And there's certain things in my mind that are not political. One of them is being the mayor of Sparks. This is not a political job because I literally have to work for everybody, the entire community. And I think that's the way both of our senators view it also.
And isn't that the way it's supposed to be, no matter what office you're elected to, that in the race, it's partisan, but once you get the job, you should be the whatever, mayor, governor, senator for all the people.
And that's absolutely the way it should be. It's the way it used to be. You didn't get elected by just Democrats. There were some Republicans in there, but you represent everybody. You don't just represent a party or another party.
Looking at TRI, they've not wanted housing. There is going to be some housing, but over the years they've made it very clear that housing is not the priority for them. And you've seen something in downtown Sparks that has just been unbelievable, which is the growth of housing there. Did you ever anticipate it would get to the level it has gotten? And by going vertical.
True. And no, I didn't think, I never envisioned that. I know we had talked about it in around the 2000 time frame, but nothing of the height that we're seeing now. But now that we've got it, it's changed a lot of minds on how we should grow as a community and maybe use the European model more so than we have in the past. You know, we've had plenty of land in the past, but now we're to that point where we don't have any land to grow to, so we're going to have to go vertical. And as we go vertical, things get more expensive, but you also save a little bit of money on services. So police and fire is less expensive because you don't have to build a new firehouse and staff it or put more police on the street to take care of it. So there's some good and bad with all of that. But for me, what we're looking at in the vision speech that I've been giving to the community to get this lands bill done is we are going to have designated vertical areas, in downtown Sparks being one, along the Audi corridor being another, and then we want to take back our river.
Which would be a lot of redevelopment.
It would be.
In the Audi corridor.
And the Audi corridor is prime for redevelopment. And what we have had some meetings with the Hispanic community, and we're putting together a task force to see how they want to grow. What do they want to be?
Because that has become a center for the Hispanic community.
Yep. And with the complete street that goes from Pyramid along Audi Boulevard over to Wells, it's a natural connection between the Hispanic population in Reno and the Hispanic population in Sparks.
How big is that major, well, there's several major shopping centers on Audi Boulevard. How much land would that give you?
Oh, I think we've identified it's hard without, I gave you a map.
I mean, is it 150 acres?
It's probably more than that.
So then that's a lot of land.
Yeah, it is.
Because you look at the development at the former Park Lane Mall, which is now the Red Development in Reno, and it's become like downtown Sparks. You can see how much density you can put mm-hmm. into a relatively small area if you use that land appropriately.
Yep, and that's what we want to look at. I don't know if anyone's ever looked at Olivero Street in L.A., and it's become its own tourist destination, and it's a place where shops and small businesses, restaurants are there. On the weekends, it becomes a tourist destination for the folks that live in the area and people from out of the area, and it's a Hispanically themed area. So we're kind of looking to emulate some of that, but having the community's input into what they want to do.
And isn't that becoming realistic about the size of the Hispanic population in Northern Nevada?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just in legal community, it's about 30%, is it not?
I think in Sparks, I haven't seen the latest census, but our number in Sparks is around 23%. So it's still a pretty good chunk.
A quarter of your population.
It is. So it's important that, number one, we address that community, and number two, that they have some say-so in their future.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think anybody that ignores, especially in the political world, that ignores the growth of the Hispanic community does so at their own peril. Because this is a very vibrant, active, hardworking community, and they are going to be the dominant community over time. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
And that's what we are in Sparks. We pride ourselves in being family-oriented community, and we make our decisions based on that. And the Hispanic population is very family-oriented, you know. So we say, yeah, we want you to come raise your family in Sparks, and I don't care, you know, what your political designation is, what your, you know, white, black, gray, Hispanic, gay, lesbian, it doesn't matter to me. If you want to raise your family in a safe place that's community-oriented, we want you to come to Sparks.
Let's take a break. We'll come back more with the mayor of Sparks. Ed Lawson is here. We'll be right back.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Sparks, Ed Lawson. For those that are listening in Southern Nevada that may not know, Reno Sparks are kind of like Twin Cities. It's kind of like Las Vegas and Henderson or North Las Vegas. So they're basically twinned. You were talking about the river. So the Truckee River goes through Reno and then goes through Sparks. You mentioned something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing, but of reclaiming the river.
Yep.
Explain what that means.
Well, every city in America would love to have a river run through it. And we have one, and ours in Sparks is backed up to with tilt-up concrete buildings. So the idea is to put housing along the river and make that a community so that you would have a river district down there, and that would be one of our city centers that we have the high density in bringing people back to that river. It does several things too for us in that along the river, you know, number one, you get great scenery. Number two, the paths stay cleaner, brighter, happier, you know, with it, when you're down there at night, you know, with there's a lot of things that can happen. When you have people down there, things don't seem to happen as much. So
okay, so are you talking about the homeless in particular? Because that is becoming obviously an increasing problem. I'm not sure how much on the streets of Sparks proper, but certainly in Reno, as you're seeing area after area being redeveloped or being developed, it's pushing the homeless out of the downtown area and pushing them further out into the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Is that the same story in Sparks?
Well, we've addressed this problem by putting together what we call our HOPE team, the Homeless Outreach Proactive Engagement Team. It's three officers, and they do nothing but contact homeless people, or houseless people, whatever the jargon is for today. But what they do is they go and contact them and offer services. So if you're the barrier to get into housing is your dog doesn't have a shot, then we can get the dog shot. You need a cell phone for a job interview, we can get you a cell phone. You need clean socks. Whatever that is, we offer 150 different things that we can offer to that person to help them make the move out of homelessness. Even as simple as going to the new emergency shelter at the Nevada Cares campus. So what we basically do, Sam, is we're tapping you on the shoulder every 15 minutes, basically asking you if you need services. If you need services, we figure it takes around 20 times of us tapping you on the shoulder before you finally figure out we're serious about helping you. And then they usually get services. We've helped over 100 people get into some type of program or services in the last 11 months.
Are you finding that the causes, the problems, are unemployment or are they alcohol and drug related or mental cases?
It's 75% a mental issue. The drug and the alcohol is the byproduct of the self prescribing, self-medication. So if we can help that 75%, I truly believe that. And we work hard on that. And we've been working hard on it with the Homeless Advisory Board. But we need to address mental health issues. That 75% is being preyed upon by that 25%. That 25%, it's a life choice. They get to do whatever they want. They can rob and beat people and steal their money, burn down their tents, all the things that go along with it. That's the people that we can't help, that we need to get rid of somehow. And we gotta figure out how to do that.
And that's not on the cards yet. I've been hearing that, that's an interesting and scary topic, which is that disputes in these homeless areas are answered by people burning down the other person's property.
I've had a report of, I can't prove it, no one will testify to it, because victims in the homeless population don't, because they know they have to go back to that population, so you can never get anyone to testify. But I've heard a story of a group of men that have enslaved people, that they actually work for these group of men, and they do their dirty work for them. They sell their drugs, they build their camps, they whatever it is that they want done, and they steal their money from them. So almost every homeless person gets a check every month from $800 on up. So that you get your money stolen from you, you're kind of enslaved by this group. So those are the kind of things that, to me, we have to help these people. This is just no way to live.
Okay, what does the DA and your chief of police say?
You gotta have a witness. You have to have somebody who'll testify in court. So you can't. And then if you're not in the community, you stick out like a sore thumb from hundreds of yards away. Like, oh, there's somebody who's not in the homeless community, so we're gonna watch ourselves. So putting someone undercover and that, we talked about that kind of stuff too, but it's near to impossible.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with the Mayor of Sparks. I never thought the conversation was going in this direction. Ed Lawson is here. We'll be right back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development. building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter. Powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Sparks, Ed Lawson. So with this tremendous growth that we've been talking about here that's coming to the area, one of the issues that's been raised, because I've been asking people, you know, with all this federal money coming, you know, what is your dream for this money to be used for? All of our government officials are on listening tours, and one of the issues that's been coming up has been sewer. Is that number one on your list as well?
It is number one because it's the most expensive. Right now, just to put a Band-Aid on the existing sewer plant that Reno and Sparks own jointly. Reno owns about 65%, we own 35% roughly. A Band-Aid for that's around $250 million. To make the real progress to bring it up, I mean, remember it's 65-year-old facility, is around $1 billion. Now, I don't know how you divide $1 billion by 400,000 people, but that's a lot of money. So we have to figure out how to take care of that. We are absolutely hoping that the infrastructure program that's being rolled out by President Biden will have some money for us to do some of this repair. But you know, everyone talks about water in. We don't have a water in program problem. We can build 50,000 more homes with the water we have right now. What we have is the water out problem. And when your toilet stops flushing, people get in trouble, like me, get in trouble right away. So this is going to be our biggest challenge in the next 10 years.
All right, possible solutions. I mean, is there no ability to bond to that level?
There may be, you know, we haven't. This is one of the old sayings that I like is the pain of change has to be greater than the pain of staying the same. Right now the pain isn't great enough. It will get greater as we go on, which then again just gets more expensive too. So bonding, we haven't really truly looked at. We're looking at some effluent ways to maybe re-inject effluent back into the groundwater table. We're looking at.
Don't you have that pipeline that goes to TRI?
That's still under construction.
Would that be helpful?
They'll take obviously as much water as they can get out there at TRI. That's the one shortage. Probably the reason why they're not building homes out there is they just don't have a lot of water.
No, they don't want the housing because they don't want the schools and all the rest of the things that go along with the housing.
Well, maybe it changes the political center of the Story County people too. So you never, you know, there's lots of reasons there for
what,
sure.
What, is politics going on in Story County? No.
I can't believe that. No, it's, you know, they have their own issues to deal with in there. We have to deal with ours. But Story County will take it. We're looking at in this lands bill is building a road from USA Parkway to La Posada, which is the northernmost border of Sparks.
And you're, I understand, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that you're more interested in that road than you are in widening I-80, which I'm told by Lee Gibson, the former RTC boss, that there are actually ways to be able to widen I-80 without plowing into the mountainside.
Okay. I don't know, you know, I've just done some preliminary talking about widening I-80, and what we are finding out is it may be 2 to 3 times more expensive than building this alternate road. Just keep in mind that 80% of the people that work in Story County live with us in Reno and Sparks, and 80% of that 80% lives north of I-80. So if we can help the commute by putting a more direct road, shorter road, get those people on that. We did a study with DRI. If we put 10,000 cars a day on this new road from La Posada to USA Parkway, we save about 25 tons of carbon emissions daily. So it becomes environmentally safe, sensitive to do it.
Okay, but if Fernley expands, And Fallon expands, which it looks like they're going to, if not immediately, but in the not too distant future. Won't that put more traffic onto I-80 than can be handled?
I think yes, at some point. And you know that we just dredged the Port of Oakland too, so they're getting bigger ships in there. So that's a major distribution point from getting from California to the rest of the country. I think you probably have to have that, but you know the point for me is our air quality is important also, and that commute time. You know, we have an accident, it seems like every week out there, and it shuts down the road from anywhere from an hour to 4 or 5 hours. Well, those folks are stopped, commerce is stopped. There's nothing happens during that time. The folks that work out there, they gotta make that time up. So you just wasted 4 hours or 5 hours of your week that you gotta make up someplace down the road. So the road to me, it's an alternative also for emergency situations. You know, what if the river did flood? What if there was a landslide and blocked the river up and I-80 was impassable? We have no way to get around it other than to go down through Carson City.
And just as a point of history, there was a point where by the Sparks Marina, not too many years ago, the freeway was in danger of collapsing.
It was. It was within about 10 feet of going into the aggregate pit.
This is where we have to leave it today. Please come back soon. So much more to talk about. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
Ed Lawson, Mayor of Sparks. We'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget, another way of watching Nevada Newsmakers is to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.